Welcome to episode 279, Music from A to Z. Oz here. I haven't done a podcast in a while. And part of the reason is because I think the app updated, I got logged out, and I was just really lazy to reset the password and all this kind of stuff. Anyways, I'm back. A bunch of things have happened since then. One of the main things is, I've been doing a lot of the Clubhouse stuff. And the thing with Ultimate, Malaysian musicians on Clubhouse, we've done it eight times. Same thing with Nada Music NY with CRV and Brandon DeCruz. We've done that eight times. This week it's going to be the ninth time. Actually, tonight it's going to be the ninth time I'm doing it with Ultimate. Last week was amazing because I was just asking Ultimate and we were just talking about how to personal finance, building a career, you know, figuring out, you know, the importance of money and how to make money and create a sustainable music career, which was a really important topic and was very enlightening. I think we got Yogi B to pitch in as well. So that was awesome. And last week's Nada Music NY was awesome. We had Zoe Alicia Tan as our featured act. That was the eighth one we've done. And this week we're actually taking a week off because Z and Brandon are actually they both have gigs. So I could run it alone, but it's much more fun doing it together, all three of us. And I think it's a good time to just, you know, take a week off and kind of recharge. 8 weeks in a row running an open mic is the most open mic running I've done. And it's obviously such a pleasure to do it with Z and Brandon because, you know, it's kind of a hang, you know, it's a music hang. You get to listen to new musicians, young musicians perform. So that's really, really cool. But it's also nice to just, you know, take a week off, recharge. Next week's going to be a special one. I won't tell you what's happening yet, but it is happening. And so stay tuned for that. What other things I've discovered? Well, I think my Surat Music, which is my daily newsletter, is at Surat Music 460. So I've written 460 daily. Well, nowadays it's been daily email newsletters, and that's been amazing. Today I wrote one about kind of a throwback thing, talking about Zanga and GeoCities and MySpace, you know, the platforms I used to use back in the early 2000s. And it's interesting because those platforms were kind of really alive and were a big part of my internet experience around that time. And then, you know, they kind of slowly disappeared and new platforms took over. Facebook took over. I still remember the first time I encountered Facebook. A friend of mine in Berkeley just said, you know, hey, you have to join this thing. It's called Facebook, the Facebook. I was like, how? What is it for? Well, you know, if you meet anyone at the corridor, you know, you can just add them and then, you know, you can get to know them. So I was just like, okay, it's like Friendster. That's what I thought. It's nothing like Friendster. It grew to be such a big thing. But at that time, it was still a closed network. So that was interesting. But anyway, so my point is that looking back, the things that lasted from the experience of starting a blog, starting a website, you know, joining MySpace or Friendster is the friendships. The friendships and the knowledge gain, those are transferable because those are not platform reliant. I learned something about writing, if I learned something about consistency, if I learned something about documenting, if I learned something from the process of writing, those things are transferable. So, you know, if you are thinking of, like, you know, joining Clubhouse or joining MySpace, well, not MySpace, no, you know, any kind of platform, really. This whole Clubhouse thing, I just found out about this other Clubhouse. I think it seems like every social media platform is taking this Clubhouse platform. Twitter Spaces is happening now, which is basically Twitter, like Clubhouse, but for Twitter. I know Facebook has acquired something. So I think all the platforms are going to have some kind of Clubhouse thing. Whether they last, I'm not sure. We'll see. Seems like Clubhouse kind of has slowed down a little bit from Malaysia. I think people are just like, you know, kind of like the fear of missing out, the FOMO thing, or like the newness of it is out. So people are not on it so much. I love it still, but I'm really listening to certain kinds of Clubhouse. How do I say? Certain Clubhouse rooms, like the ones with Naval or Sahil. Those are like just amazing. So I always try to listen to those because I think those are very interesting. Yeah, and so what's my point? My point is, well, today is the last day for Club Guitar Asamat for April, and that also has been a great process, you know, building Club Guitar Asamat. Club Guitar Asamat is my membership kind of subscription service, so you get a new course in Malay every month from me, and so far I have 32 people, super psyched, 32 people have joined it so far. And it started in October, so it's going to be October, 11, November, December, 1, 2, 3. So it's been, this is month 7, the 7th month of me running it. So it's been a really good learning experience, and it's a good community. And I also just started a Telegram channel, so that's the new thing. So I have a Telegram channel. If you want to find out about that, you can only find out about that if you're part of Surat Music, which is my daily newsletter. So it's kind of a little ecosystem of places to find out about, you know, things I have to share about music, learning about guitar and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so that's it for today. Haven't done the podcasting in a while, and hope this was at the very least informational about what I've been up to. So thanks for listening. Peace out.